You are listening to a podcast of the Geek.io Media Network. For all of our shows and more, visit geek-io.net. And to help support the network, head over to patreon.com/geek.io.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to Life of an Accounting Droid. I'm your host, as always, Neil, bringing you episode number 57. So it's a pretty quick episode for you this week. Not too much as far as news goes, one device release. A bit about a Chrome update, and then I'll have a feature review with a mini app review mixed in as well. So I'll start it off with the theme for this week, which is scope. So scope is essentially something you will consider when you are on a project, but also when you are working towards a specific goal. So you combine your objectives and resources needed to complete the project. So you want to know how many resources you need, which ones you need to begin with, how much you're going to approximately end up needing, and then estimate the cost and time needed to complete the project based on those inputs. So once that is figured out, then you'll know the general scope and cost of the project. It also includes all information and deliverables needed to complete that project. So you also want to know what the end result is going to be and what you need to accomplish that end goal. So all in all, scope is going to help you define what you need, where you're going, and how much of those items you need to begin with. So with that being said, I'll jump into this week's tech news. So to start it off, Google added its multi-stop feature to Google Maps for iOS. So previously it was only for Android, but iOS users can now get the same feature. With the start of the Rio Olympics, if you have a 4K TV, Comcast DirecTV, and Dish Networks, all confirm that they will be broadcasting the Olympics in 4K. So if you want a higher resolution viewing of the opening ceremonies and the various events, then that will all be made available. Chrome for Android got an update this week to version 52. It notably adds smoother video playback, faster video loading, and using less battery. And these improvements now also work in data saver mode. So in the event that you keep it on and you want a smooth playback on the go, that is, Chrome 52 now supports it. In device news this week, Samsung announced the Galaxy Note 7. It's the newest version of that tablet, so it comes with a 5.7-inch screen, an IR with LED, SD card support for up to 256 gigs of storage, a 12-megapixel rear camera, 5-megapixel front camera, an octa-core or quad-core processor, depending on your region, 4 gigabytes of RAM, 64 gigs of storage on the device, 3,500 milliamp hour battery, wireless charging support, USB Type-C charging, and Android 6. So pretty pretty recent feature. So all in all, looks like a good device. So no Nougat support as of yet, and we'll see when they actually release with it. So if you do want the Note 7, it is the most recent Note device that you can get. And so that's really all there is for that. Oh, actually, before I forget, in a small bit of other news, Apple Music for Android is now out of beta. So in case you want a more stable version of that, definitely check it out. I haven't really used it since its initial free trial. So I'm not sure how much too much has changed, but if you do prefer Apple Music, then there's that bit of good news. So with that, I'll jump right into this week's feature review, and that's Google Search and the Rio Olympics 2016. So if you're watching the Olympics or you're on the go and you want to keep up to date on the various events, statistics, athletes, countries, or anything like that, Google has made it even easier to keep track of all of that great stuff. So the initial part is that you still get schedules, standings, and scores, but you can also turn on Olympics updates. So if you want to get various news and scores and stats and all of that stuff, then by turning on the update reminders, then you'll get those in your notification drawer. You can also see featured events. So if you want to know what the top events are going to be, like the opening ceremonies or various events in sports, and you can see those. You can also filter events by sports, country, state, or day. So if you want to see particular events on a day, or you want to see more information about a sport, or even find athletes by country, sport, or gender, or anything like that, just to get more detailed information about scheduling, what recent scores were, just see what's going on in a particular sport, then you get all of that filtered information just by just within that same window. And of course, you can get all of this by opening up your Google search app or Google Now, or going to Google in Chrome and doing a search for Rio Olympics 2016. You'll get a nice card with all of that information. And that's pretty much all there is for that. It's really only a quick tip because all the information is there. You can easily filter, see what's coming up, what time everything is at, and all of that. So you know that, so you don't really have to go far to get the information you need. You don't need any additional apps. You don't have to set anything or look for anything in multiple places or remember where you need to look for stuff. You just need to remember to do a Google search. And of course, in the bit of fun with the Olympics, Google released a bunch of games related to the Google Olympics. They're all fruit-based, and they're the 2016 Doodle Fruit Game. So when you do a search for Google or the Rio Olympics, you'll see a little doodle at the top of your screen. At last check, it was a strawberry, and when you click on the little shoes, you'll get some cool games. So you get a running game where you're a strawberry and you have to run away from a watermelon. There's a tennis match between yourself as a pineapple and other fruits. There's a swimming game where you have to avoid some ice cubes. And then there's a endless runner game that goes in cubes where you have to jump over hurdles. So it's a pretty nifty little game. That's all within the Google app as well. So it's definitely worth checking out. It's fun and nifty, a bit quirky. But if you need some entertainment on the go, then there is that offering as well. I did a quick screencast of that as well. If you want to check it out, you can go to youtube.com/patelin01. And then the same thing for how to get the Olympics results. I did a quick review of that. You can go to youtube.com/patelin01. And that's available for viewing as well. And that link will be in the show notes as well. So that's all there is for that. So after the short break, I'll jump into this week's entertainment segment. So this week's entertainment segment is actually going to be pretty straightforward. There is the usual news, what and what I watched. I didn't have a chance to watch too much this week. I've continued to watch Vikings, but that's about it other than one other show. I did not have a chance to watch Jason Bourne this weekend, so I will review that when I get a chance to watch it. I haven't seen Bourne Legacy, whichever one was the one with Jeremy Renner, so I might try watching that one first and then go out to see Jason Bourne, but we'll see about that. I know it's, the latest version, or the one that came out last week, hasn't been getting very good reviews, so we'll see. I mean, I did enjoy the first three, so I'll start there. And then I'll have a film review for this week. No Star Wars segment, as a film review actually pseudo relates to Star Wars, so it's kind of a parody there, so I thought I'd merge the two and leave it at that. So with that, I'll jump right into the segment. So to start it off with some news, HBO's Westworld is set to premiere on October 2nd. So if you're thinking about subscribing to HBO for that, you can start around October 2nd. HBO also confirmed this week that Season 8 will be the last season of Game of Thrones. So there's that bit of sad news, but it kind of isn't too surprising, as the book After the Winds of Winter is, I think, the last book in the series at the moment that George R. R. Martin has planned. So it's supposedly going to finish right on par as far as the show finishing before the books, most likely. But since we haven't had too many updates recently about the Winds of Winter book, we'll see what happens there. And finally, the last bit of HBO news, Jon Stewart is set to launch a new show called TCA. It's going to be an animated parody of cable news shows, so kind of along the lines of probably what we saw on the Daily Show, but more Probably on par to match what cable, the form of a regular cable news show, so we'll see what happens there. And also in an animated format. So I think the description said something along, or the description on the article I read said it's going to be something along the lines of an animated version of The Onion. As far as what I watched this week, aside from continuing to watch Vikings, I also had a chance to watch Mr. Robot Season 2, Episodes 4 and 5, so this week I'm all caught up for that, so that's really about all I had to watch. I mean, we're getting to see Elliot trying to deal with Mr. Robot and trying to defeat him and considering helping the guy from the basketball court. So that's all there is for that. So with that, I'll jump into this week's film review. So this week, I actually had a chance to watch Sharknado 4, The Force Awakens. The only reason I'm really continuing to watch it because I've watched the first three. And I think, if memory serves, I've reviewed all three. I know I did at least the first one. So I'm kind of continuing to watch just because I want to see where they go with each iteration. So the movie aired on the Sci-Fi Network in the United States on July 31st, 2016. It has a runtime of 85 minutes. A summary of the movie is that Finn, his family, and the cosmos have been blissfully Sharknado-free in the 5 years since the most recent attack, but now sharks and tornadoes are being whipped up in unexpected ways and places. It was directed by Anthony C. Ferrante and is, at the last check, is getting an IMDb rating of 48%, so either you're liking it or not liking it, or only watching it sarcastically. So, there is that. Overall, it was pretty, I don't want to say it was good or bad. I mean, they're all pretty weird movies to begin with. And not, you know, I don't want to say high cinema, but you kind of know going in what you're going to get out of it. In this case, or as far as actors go for this particular version of the movie, the notable cameo roles that I, at least of people I knew off the top of my head, are Gary Busey and Carrot Top. We still have the return of Ian Ziering, Tara Reid, and David Hasselhoff. So I'm kind of glad that they're keeping David Hasselhoff in the movie. But with the return of Tara Reid, we actually know that she survived from the last tornado. So there was a whole promotion from Sharknado 3, if she lives or dies. So as far as the review goes, I actually kind of liked what they did with her. So she did survive, but in a pseudo way where they turned her into a cyborg. So it was pretty cool. Now I'm drawing a blank on the Alicia Vikander movie where she was a robot. But the whole AI aspect of it, I actually thought it was pretty cool. So I liked that. But with the review itself, I thought it was actually a missed opportunity to play Sandstorm by Darude. So that's an old, I think, late 90s, early 2000s techno track, if I remember right. But in this case, we have the introduction of a Sandnado, so a Sand Tornado. And I actually thought they should have played Sandstorm at that time. It would have been pretty funny, or at least have a guy in a car playing that really loud just to have the obvious going there. As far as one of the early references to Star Wars, or sorry, actually I didn't even get into the subplot. So with Sharknado 4, they went with the whole The Force Awakens as a play on The Force Awakens with Star Wars. So I kind of hope that they would have released a movie on May 4th, but that they didn't do that, so it's okay. But they did have a couple of notable Star Wars and Star Trek references, but I forget if the Han Solo reference was first or the lightsaber hand was first. I'll get into that in a second. But we do have a scene in Vegas where they're in the ship. They're trying to get rid of the shark or kill off some sharks there. And we have the whole Don't Be Cocky kid from Star Wars Episode of New Hope. So I actually found that well placed because they do have some of the characters acting as pirates on a pirate boat. Voice activated lightsaber arm, what could go wrong with that? So we get the introduction of Tara Reid, her living and training with her trainer guy, and her multi-purpose arm, which is built in a chainsaw and a lightsaber. So I actually thought that was pretty cool, but it was, since it was voice activated, I actually could see that going wrong, where it picks up something wrong or doesn't actually pick up properly as far as current voice activated technology goes. So while in the case of the movie it worked out fine, I actually could see it going wrong, but I actually also thought that it was pretty cool that how they played in the lightsaber aspect of Star Wars into this movie. Next up, though, we had a random moment for... Oh, actually, it was David Hasselhoff trying on the mech suit, and it was Beam Me Up in some scientist guy's name, but why not go with Beam Me Up Winnie or Shark, the Final Frontier? So, it seemed like one of those things where if they're going to go with the reference, why not go all the way? So... it was pretty funny in the moment, and it was a good play. And then the follow-up conversation later when he's explaining to his granddaughter that Beam Me Up is Star Trek, not Star Wars, and they have that whole generation gap there. The other thing that was weird about this particular movie, and I guess the only way to up the... Sharknadoes from the last one. I think the last one it was two at the same time. So in this case, if it moves, then that'll be our tornado. So they had a sand tornado that I talked about earlier. They had a cow tornado, cows and sharks in the same one. I think they had a water one, fire one. Actually, I'll hold off on the water one, but they had a fire tornado. So it was basically if they're in a place and anything's happening and it can be picked up in wind, then that became a tornado. In another bit of missed opportunities, I thought, why didn't Finn keep the sword? So he's actually fighting with fighting Excalibur style with a sword, and they make a subtle reference to that with a kid pulling the sword out of the stone. But I thought it was a missed opportunity that he finds a sword and it has a special power button that he doesn't know what it does, and when he turns it on, it becomes a lightsaber. So I kind of like the sword, and I wish he had actually hung onto it a little bit more, or because it kind of had that look of a chainsaw, but they didn't really do too much aside from one kill with it, so it was a pretty limited use case there. And finally, the funniest bit of the movie was Ronald McDonald, the news reporter. So I thought, where were Ronald McDonald's friends? So this was a pretty funny thing with the other cameo role here. I forget the guy's name offhand, but it's the guy with the funny voice. I don't want to say, but they had a news reporter whose name was Ronald McDonald. So I actually thought that it was pretty random and pretty funny name drop they had there. But I would have kind of wanted to see a little bit of an expansion there. So maybe add like 10 minutes to the movie. Expand on him and expand a little bit more on the lightsaber stuff there and be done with that. So that's all there really is for the review of the movie itself. And the guy is Gilbert Gottfried, so there's that. And then also Laurie Grenier, the hostess from one of the sharks from Shark Tank, is in the movie as well, so there is that. As far as watchability, I mean, if you watch the first three, then go ahead and watch this one. If not, then you're not really missing much. The name pretty much tells it all. That's really about all it is there. You're basically only really taking about an hour and a half out of your day at it. Pretty much an hour and a half at any given time out of your day to watch each one. So you can actually... watch all four now in one day pretty easily in one afternoon, so it's really only about 6 hours out of your day if you want to watch them back to back. But they're entertaining, but that's about all they're good for. If you want something more, then don't look too hard. But I've been watching them, so I'm going to continue to watch them. And then at the end they did tease I forget the lady's name, but whoever, I think it was Vanessa Williams, I want to say. Maybe don't quote me on that, but Finn's friend from Sharknado 3, we assume makes an appearance here. She was at a distance, and that's who he says, so we're not sure. So it's kind of left out up in the air as far as whether she's returning or not, but it's definitely a tease for Sharknado 5, so look out for that coming soon, probably next year or the year after that. So that's all there is for that. So after the short break, I'll jump into this week's You Can Relax segment. Life of an Accounting Droid is brought to you by the Patreon, where you can help get early access to the show, help grow the show, remove ads, get an Android app, and even help the network grow and expand with more shows, ad-free episodes, more con coverage, all of that great stuff. So if you like Life of an Accounting Droid, you can head on over to patreon.com/patelN01 to get things like you can relax segment, the film review, and all of that great stuff ahead of time, and help contribute with your own feedback and comments and all of that good stuff. And then by visiting patreon.com/geekio to help with the network grow and expand with ad-free shows and the con coverage and all of that good stuff. If you're unable or don't really feel up to doing a monthly subscription to help the show and the network, you can always help the show in individual donations by visiting paypal.me/patelN01. So if you liked a particular episode, or you just want to help out a little bit on a singular or one-by-one basis, then that is definitely the way to go. And then all other links and ways to support us can be found at patelN01.com or geek-io.net. But that is all for that, so back to the show. So for this week's You Can Relax segment, I actually wanted to talk about how I have, I am making another attempt to quit drinking sodas. So two weekends ago now, I decided that I would try quitting drinking sodas cold turkey, since I figured I'd try the mental route that I drink coffee in the morning, so I have my caffeine. Sodas have too much sugar, and it's not really providing any extra benefit, that I'll just stop drinking it, I'll stay away from it, I'll replace it with unsweetened black iced tea and give that a shot. So 2 weeks ago on Monday, I slipped, I kind of forgot it, and I had a soda just out of habit, so I started on a Tuesday. But since then, I've actually been able to stay off sodas. The afternoon drags of first week were actually pretty bad. I was getting tired, and I drank a lot of extra water. I had fruits and stuff on my desk, so I had that to keep me going. But so far, so good. It's 2 weeks in, and I've managed to not drink any soda. I've noticed that I've actually started sleeping a lot better. And then as far as helping with my diet, it's actually helped a little bit more, because it's that extra sugars and extra calories and stuff that I do not have to burn off. So it's just an additional benefit that I get for working out, so it more directly helps with my weight loss. So those are the biggest takeaways for me. It's actually, the afternoon drains a little bit, but I make sure I have either enough iced tea or water and some fruits and snacks to eat that have no sugar or that extra caffeine. I was thinking that I'll try, since I don't put sugar in my coffee, that I'll have a little bit of coffee in the afternoon if I need it. But so far I've been okay. But the benefit so far has been less sugar, easier on the diet. So all the fruits and vegetables and stuff that I eat have the proper, or work more efficiently, and then I sleep a lot better at night. So I've noticed that I feel less bad in the afternoon after drinking, without having to drink a soda. I don't feel as bad as when I do have a soda. So I'm hoping to keep up the momentum with some news that I'll have talk about in a little bit. But I want to keep that momentum going, just so that I can hopefully not drink any soda, and if I do have one, that I can control myself after and not have it, or actually just taste that much better and I have more ice and limit that sugar intake. So that's all there is for that. So if you have any questions, comments, or anything like that, you can always email me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com. You can find me on Twitter at patelN01. You can get links to past episodes, all related links to the show at patelN01.com. If you like the show on the network, you can check out more shows at geek-io.net. So a bit of news. Next week's episode will be a little bit early, most likely on Thursday, because I have some plans next weekend. And I won't be able to release it on Friday. And then the weekend after that, I'm continuing with the plans that I'm working on for next weekend. So there will be no episode the week after that. So there will be have the week off. I'll try if as I read news and all that, or if I have time to read news, it'll be continue to update on Facebook. So facebook.com/lifeofanaccountingdroid, if my memory serves. The link is on the website to the Facebook page, so you can get the updates that way as well. But so in 2 weeks, no episode. If everything needs to be done in 2 weeks, then the episode will continue on the third week. If not, I'll probably try and do a quick brief episode or something to put something out and get everyone updated for probably just a quick news segment and that's it. But we'll see how it comes into play then. But I'm not sure about how my schedule will be out then, but definitely in the fourth week the show will resume, but we'll see how it goes in a couple of weeks. So that is actually all for this particular episode. So thanks for watching, but thanks for listening, and until next time.